You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are Dr. Mike, Dr. Deb Lonser, and Joe Galuski.
Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week in the first hour in 15 minutes or so. Guest time on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Janice Wolf is the founder of Merlin's Kids. It's a nonprofit agency that rescues and rehabilitates shelter dogs and trains them to become service dogs for kids with special needs. She's a lady dog whisperer and New Jersey's dog whisperer, and she's known for her unique abilities with dogs with behavioral issues. Janice, we're glad you're with us here today on the Youth the Owner's Manual Radio Show. What is a service dog? How do you define a service dog?
A service dog is a dog who helps, usually it's one person. Like, we all are used to seeing eye dogs and hearing dogs. We're not usually used to seeing service dogs that are for people who have developmental delays or disorders or for other people. But really, a service dog is a dog that helps you to do something that you can't do on your own. So, for instance, a child with, let's say, autism who has a hard time transitioning or who is a flight risk, it can actually assist that child and actually prevent that child from running off and even help that child to live in our world a little bit easier. And the dog helps the child.
Now, you don't train dogs, you rehabilitate dogs. What's the difference?
Well, I do train them to be service dogs, but I do not train private dogs. I have, and we have a company called United Canine Professionals that actually is our sister company, which trains people to rehabilitate dogs, and then some people make careers out of it, and we have a number of people. We have many people around the country who do that. That is rehabilitating dogs. Let's say someone has a dog that's, you know, having accidents, quote-unquote, in the house, or is jumping on grandma, or even who is aggressive. We rehabilitate those dogs and change the behavior by changing the behavior of the humans so that the dog doesn't feel that he's got to provide and protect.
Yeah,
and feel that he's provided for and protected.
And Janice has rehabilitated 25,000 dogs, so she knows what she's doing. Here's Dr. Mike.
Now, how did you get the idea? Well, I've got so many questions. So first, how did you get the idea to do this with children with developmental disabilities?
Well, I've been involved with special needs kids since I was a kid myself, and I've noticed that horses and dogs and many animals have an ability to connect with children more so than humans do. And the great thing about animals is they're not judgmental. They don't care what you're wearing. They don't care if you smell, and as a matter of fact, they might like you better if you do. But their energy is so much more superior to humans because they don't have an ulterior motive. They don't look for what they can get from us. They look what they can give to us. So a lot of these dogs, and 95% of the dogs we placed as service dogs actually started out in shelters and rescues, and many of them would have been euthanized had we not taken them out of the shelters and rescues.
Now, so most of these dogs are from the shelters, but you also have a special thing with a Rhodesian Ridgeback.
Yeah, that would be Wyatt.
Yeah, well, Wyatt is the one that's... Is Riot the one who started the process?
No, he's not, but his mother is. His mother I just lost this past year, beautiful Ridgeback. She actually won at Westminster and the Ridgeback National Specialty and a lot of different awards, but she had that ability to connect with children. And Wyatt is actually one of her sons. So Wyatt has a unique ability, and even more so than any dog I've ever seen. He just intuitively understands what the child needs and when the child needs it. And so I go into a home with Wyatt, who is now 4 years old, and by the way, when he was only two in 2010, he won something called the American Kennel Club's AKC ACE Award, and he was a top service dog at age two, youngest ever in the history of the award. And he's so remarkable that when we go into a home or we go into a situation, I base my judgments or whether or not child is a good candidate for a service dog, and if so, what kind, I base it on Wyatt and his unique abilities and his connection with the child to determine whether or not that child will be suitable. So,
meaning that if the child, can you help me with that? You mean if the child does not get along with Wyatt, he's unlikely to get along or work through with any other dog?
Chances are, yes. Wyatt is very tolerant. Wyatt has been poked and prodded and kicked and bitten. He actually finished his championship when he was a puppy with a big welt on his neck from a little boy who had bitten him pretty hard, and he had this giant welt on his neck. He's amazing. Let's say a child, for instance, is running at him. He'll just trot away until that child calms down. And as soon as that, the second that child calms his energy, Wyatt will come over and engage him. If the child tries to hurt him, he won't hurt the child back. Of course, he'll just walk away until the child calms down. If the child is fearful, he'll actually lay with his back to the child, maybe 15 or 20 feet away. And every few minutes as the child comes down, you can see why it will come closer, but always with his back to the child, until eventually the child is sitting on the floor petting him. So it's pretty amazing to watch.
And now the one of the things, how many of the dogs that you place with disabled children are with children with developmental disabilities, I should say, are the Ridgeback versus how many are others? You've rehabilitated an awful lot of dogs with behavior problems, and so we'll get into that in a second. But how many of the dogs children with issues have you had the opportunity to place dogs with?
Well, we do per year. We've had years with 60. We had our biggest year with 61 in 1 year. The biggest problem is, of course, financing. You know, we don't charge parents at all. So actually, you know, it's expensive. It costs me between about $6,000 to $8,000 to place a dog. Right now, for instance, we have a beautiful little poodle, standard poodle in Texas, who had a reaction to his shot and he's been dying. He's 8 months old. We're taking donations for him because he's already supposed to be placed with a little girl named Eliza, who's been on our list. And so, you know, you have those situations like that. But for the children with autism, I use almost exclusively the Ridgebacks because they're extremely perceptive. They're very tolerant, and they know naturally and intuitively what should and shouldn't be done. So we don't use certain breeds that are going to be more dominant. The typical breeds we see that we think of as being dominant breed dogs because, you know, we can trust. I always joke, I can kid-proof my dog, but I can't dog-proof your kid. So, you know, it's a little tough. But I'd say with the autistic children, especially lower functioning, probably 90% are Ridgebacks. With other developmental delays and disorders, perhaps maybe 50%. But we do a lot of poodle mixes, and it's not really about the breed. We do a lot of Cavalier King Charles. We'll do a mixed breed dog as long as the dog has the qualities and characteristics that we're looking for that particular child whom we're looking for a dog for.
And now let me go. So you've rehabilitated a lot of dogs that aren't Ridgebacks. How do you do that?
Oh, yeah.
How much time do you have to spend with the dog versus how much time do you spend with the owner?
Okay, great question. Those dogs, those were not all placed as service dogs. Those were dogs who call me like I'm in Phoenix, Arizona right now, and I'm going to be working with probably about 15 or 20 dogs who have issues out here. We're going to the shelter. I might be working with 50 dogs at the shelter in a two-day period. The dogs that we rehabilitate that have any aggression, anything whatsoever, have ever snarled or growled, even though I can fix anything, and I fixed some pretty severely aggressive dogs that most people would never even have wanted to go near. But the dogs that we use for Merlin's kids
We're going to talk more about this when we come back. Joe?
All right, Dr. Mike. Janice Wolf, the founder of Merlin's Kids, she rescues and rehabilitates shelter dogs and trains them to become service dogs for kids with special needs. Interesting story. More with Janice and Dr. Mike coming up. After the timeout, you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen.
Fresh Healthy Vending, the most successful healthy vending machine business in the nation, is now seeking franchise partners. For the first time in your community, Fresh Healthy Vending is looking to launch its highly successful, profitable, and innovative vending concept. Here's how it works. Own your own route of bright, colorful, high-tech, healthy vending machines that offer a range of natural, organic, and healthy snacks and drinks. Yogurts, fresh fruit, juices, smoothies, fruit cups, iced tea, and more. Over 500 healthy products to choose from. These machines will be placed for you by Fresh's professional team of location specialists. Your machines will be making money in schools, businesses, retailers, hospitals, and other profitable locations throughout your community. Securing the most profitable locations for our franchise partners is Fresh Healthy Vending's number one goal. Own your own money-making vending business opportunity. Minimum investment, $80,000. Go to FreshVending.com for the full story. That's FreshVending.com. FreshVending.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.